The Arizona Cardinals are in the midst of a lot of change. Their head coach and longtime starting quarterback both retired at the end of last season. And last night in the first round of the NFL draft, the Cardinals made a big move for their future.
The Oakland Raiders have traded the 10th pick to the Arizona Cardinals. With the 10th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
How big an impact can Josh Rosen have on the Cardinals, and how long could that take? With us for a couple of minutes to talk about that is Jess Root, who is site editor for CardsWire and host of the Rise Up, See Red podcast. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. So how big a deal is this? Josh Rosen was a highly rated quarterback. The Cardinals have been criticized for not drafting a quarterback in a top round for a very long time. How good could he be?
Well, he has the skills to be – he's been compared in many ways to Aaron Rodgers in terms of skill because he comes with a very good intelligence in football. He's got good arm talent and makes good decisions. He could be, and if he stays healthy, very well could be the franchise quarterback the Cardinals have been searching for seemingly forever.
Let's get the off-the-field stuff out of the way. Now, the off-the-field questions with Josh Rosen are not because he misbehaves, but because he's a little bit outspoken and wore a baseball cap that was sort of critical of the president. Is that something football players and coaches always talk about? We don't want distractions. We don't want distractions. Is this a potential distraction?
I don't think so necessarily, especially if he keeps things to football early on. He's a guy who will challenge coaches to help him understand more. He has said publicly, if he's going to be the water boy, he's going to be the best water boy there's going to be to come in. All that other stuff, I think it's just noise. You hear quarterbacks in other places making comments. I don't see it being a concern moving forward. He's going to be a model citizen, and he will be a great quote as well.
So if, in fact, he pans out, is this a guy the Cardinals want to have starting, let's say, after one season on the bench, ideally, maybe two seasons?
Probably just one. Well, Sam Bradford's contract that is set up that is basically a one-year deal, and they can add another. It's a two-year deal, but they can easily get out after this year. If Bradford is okay and they see that Josh Rosen is ready, I fully expect him to be the starting quarterback in 2019.
And just finally, so now that the Cardinals used a first-round pick on a quarterback that a lot of people think they need for the near future, at least in the next couple of years at some point, does this mean they're sort of throwing in the towel for next year, meaning they were an 8-8 team? Does this mean their playoff aspirations are sort of far-fetched?
No. They believe that they can compete with Sam Bradford if he's healthy, if they protect him. They believe that they will be able to compete as they have the last several years. It just hasn't panned out the last couple of years. So they have playoff aspirations, and that's why they went out and got Sam Bradford, and that's why they signed Mike Glennon to be the backup, two guys who have NFL experience to be able to do that. They're not thrown in the towel, otherwise they might throw Rosen in there day one.
All right, Jess Root, site editor for CardsWire, host of the Rise Up, See Red podcast. The NFL draft continues tonight with rounds 2 and 3. Jess, thanks.
Thank you.